other experiences with new platforms to stimulate new desire. It is the reason because, and we want to take what you have asked here and apply it to what we were talking about previously. Every lifetime is like the new joke, and we don't mean it in the way, in the sense that it's the new joke. We mean it in that it's the new platform from which something can surprise and delight you again. So let's recap here for just a bit, and then we'll move forward. So the two components are the expansion and the catching up, and the expansion and the catching up, and the expansion and the catching up.
I haven't caught up to it yet, though.
But that's the reason that we say we want to talk about these two elements separately and then collectively. You will not ever really catch up, because life's going to keep causing you to expand faster than you can catch up. That's why it's eternal. If you could ever completely catch up with who you really are, then we would not continue to be eternal. And in fact, that's another good reason to make a strong point about the value of the personal nature of all of this. In other words, the physical time-space reality experience is about that edge that keeps putting it beyond. Let's back up a little bit. We've got so many pieces here that are so important, and we want to wrap them all together in a way that you can really feel it. This truly is going into a place that we have not been before. It's a wonderful question. So, first thing that we want to take care of here is helping you to remember that Source is expanding because of you. So let's just say for a moment that Source is Source, and there are no more physical experiences being lived. It isn't true, it will never happen, but let's just say it for the point that we're wanting to make here. So their Source is all evolved and enlightened and complete, let's say. So no reason for any of you to come forth. Nothing like that could ever be. So now let's tell it the way it really is. You come forth. Splat, here you are. Now, you're having experiences that are causing expansion of Source. Whoopee, Source is having a good time. Are you? Probably not at first. So Source is having the expansion experience. So now those two points of vibrational relationship are in play again. You have caused Source to expand, and the question that we ask every day is, now what are you doing to catch up with it? So now you say, ask the question again, as close to the same words as you can when you started.
What's the benefit of holding an emotion that doesn't feel as good as it felt when you thought it the first time?
All right, so what's the benefit of holding an emotion? So we want to put the question back to you. Is it possible to hold that emotion? You're saying to us it isn't. You're saying to us that I'm trying to maintain that emotion by thinking the same thought that gave me that emotion to begin with.
Yeah, exactly.
But I can't, and why would that be? Why?
Because I've expanded, I'm moving to another
because
place.
You've moved into another place. And so now you have to reach, in order for your juices to really flow, you have to reach for the thought that now matches what you've expanded to. Yes?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm running out of thoughts to think.
All right, well, now at
I'm
least we understand.
If you do the creation boards and you watch different TV shows and you cut out this.
But now we understand the law behind it, yes? In other words,
now you understand
that you've expanded. And so now what we're wanting you to say is, I'm guiding this by my feeling, and I can feel that old thought, like that old joke, is tired because I've expanded into a new place. So now, inner being, what do you think about this? Be a good question to ask. Or what thought could I think that will get my juices flowing? And how are you going to know when you found a thought that gets your juices flowing? Your juices will start flowing. Mm-hmm. So you get what we're getting at? In other words, what you're asking for is, what thought can I think that will evoke this emotion? And what we're showing you to do is get inside of this and let the desire for the emotion help you find the thought. So you just have to feel around till you find it. In other words, you reach for it until something turns you on in that way. Sort of kind of get it?
It makes sense.
So let's play with it a little bit and see if we can get some juices flowing. Pick a subject.
Before I do that, I do want to say this. I can get my juices flowing sometimes, and I'll talk about some things, and they'll probably be the same things that I'll say now, but I'll say them. And again, it doesn't evoke the same emotion. So, you know, I don't know how my amount of time it would take to think.
Well, part of it is because, You know what really gets your juices?